Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's December 23, 2013, and this is episode 401. I received a question recently from listener Derek Bezuidenhout asking about condensation issues in cold weather. I'm asked this a lot and usually have one main bit of advice, and that is to ensure that you put your gear back into your camera bag before going indoors. There are a few other things to consider though, so I thought we'd go over this today, especially as many of us in the Northern Hemisphere are getting well and truly into our winter seasons now. Derek's question was actually in two parts, the first asking if I had problems with my viewfinder misting up in the cold, and if so, what do I do about it? Okay, so yes, I do sometimes get a mist up viewfinder. It's actually usually only when the temperature is floating around freezing point and when it's either raining or snowing. Once it gets much below freezing, I don't see this. When it happens, my methods for cleaning the viewfinder are very basic. I often find that it happens just as I'm trying to capture something where timing is important, so I simply stick my finger into the viewfinder and wipe it. If I'm wearing gloves, the cloth of the gloves helps to remove the moisture, but if it's my finger, it really just smears the water across the glass. This generally clears the viewfinder enough for me to continue shooting though, and I might then use a lens cloth to give the viewfinder a quick wipe to clean it up later. But if it's misting up a lot, I just keep wiping it with my finger until I get home or back to a hotel later in the day, and then I might clean the viewfinder with a lens cloth again just to get rid of any smearing that might be left behind. Derek also mentioned in his email that scuba divers often spit in their masks to prevent them from misting up, and I have tried licking the viewfinder in the past, but honestly I didn't find this very effective, so my main method remains a mixture of wiping with my fingertip and cleaning with a lens cloth as time allows. I believe there are anti-misting sprays that you can get, but I'm not sure how effective these are. I guess I've never really felt that this is a big enough issue to try to work around it any more than what I already do. The second part of Derek's question was about preventing condensation on cameras when you come indoors out of the cold. Specifically, you hear a lot of people talking about the need to put your gear into plastic Ziploc bags or your camera will be struck by lightning the moment you walk into a warm environment. And Derek wanted to know if that's what I do and if it's really necessary. Derek also mentioned that I probably didn't need to worry about this because I use a Canon EOS 1DX camera, which is a weatherproof body. So firstly, we should talk about the fact that weatherproof cameras are still susceptible to condensation because the problem is really about condensation forming on the inside of the camera and the inside of the lenses. Although it can affect non-weatherproof cameras more because the moisture can get into the top LCD or the preview LCD on the back of the camera more easily. Generally though, you still have to be careful with weatherproof cameras to prevent condensation from forming on the inside. So, are Ziploc bags really necessary? The short answer is no. I never put my gear into a plastic bag or a Ziploc bag to prevent condensation forming on them when I go in from the cold weather. I find that just ensuring that you put your gear into your camera bag before you go inside and then leaving it there for a few hours to warm up gradually is enough to prevent condensation forming. The only time that I will break this practice is when my gear is covered in moisture when I put it away. If I have snow on the gear, I can blow that off as I put it into the bag, but say if the snow is wet or I'd been shooting in the rain, and there is actually moisture on the gear when I put it away, I try to find somewhere cold to take the gear out of the bag and wipe it off before going into the warm. This might be the doorway of my house or hotel, which is generally going to be cooler than the main rooms of the building. If that's not possible, then I take the gear out of the bag one item at a time, give it a wipe, and then put it back into the bag and get the next piece of gear out, zipping the bag up each time. Of course, if the inside of the bag is also wet, we'll want to dry that out at some point, but first we need to get the gear acclimatized. Depending on how cold it was outside, you may need to leave your gear in the bag for 2 to 3 hours. But then once it's warmed up some, take it out and lay it out on the floor and leave the bag open for a while too so that it can dry out overnight if possible. This is important because if you allow wet gear to warm up, after a certain point, especially if the room is quite warm, you'll essentially start to steam your gear. Once this happens, you may find that condensation will form on the inside of the lenses and camera bodies. If you get condensation inside a lens, you'll see a patch of cloudiness as you look through the lens, either directly holding it up to the light or when it's attached to the camera. I've had this happen and the lens was unusable until I had a chance to let it totally dry out. How cold it needs to be to cause condensation to form varies, depending on how much moisture is in the air in the room that you enter. A good rule of thumb, though, is freezing point. So if it's 0 Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit and you've been outside long enough for your camera to get down close to this temperature, then you should be careful when you go indoors. Sometimes, though, for example, when we're photographing the snow monkeys here in Japan, it can be as warm as 2 to 3 degrees Celsius, which is around 36 degrees Fahrenheit. So not quite down to freezing, but because they warm up the area in a rest area in a hut that we have there, they warm it up quite a lot, and there are a lot of wet people in there. So the humidity gets quite high, and condensation forms easily on the cameras. To prevent this, we either put our cameras in our bags before we go inside, or we leave them outside. Note though that I don't get too paranoid about this. If it's close to freezing, I will often go inside and watch to see if condensation starts to form before taking any action. Your camera isn't going to die the moment condensation starts to form, so just keep an eye on it and take action if you see the condensation start to form. And that's generally enough. And really here I'm talking about when it's close to but not below freezing. It's that point where you aren't quite sure. Once it goes below freezing point, then you really just need to put the camera and your lenses into your bag before going indoors for any length of time. At the end of your day, if the gear was cold but not wet when you put it away, it's generally still a good idea to just ensure that it's all zipped up in your bag and leave it zipped up for a few hours. If you need to get at your memory card to transfer your images or you want to take your batteries out to recharge them, there's usually not an issue with opening the bag long enough to take the memory card and batteries out and then put it back into the bag and zip it up quickly. I used to suggest taking memory cards out before putting the camera into your bag so that you don't have to open it up until the gear's warmed up, but I stopped doing that. Because the risk of misplacing a memory card between the lobby of a hotel and your room is greater than the risk of condensation forming on your gear in the few seconds that it takes to remove it from your bag, take out the batteries and memory cards, and then put it back into the bag. If you need to clean your gear and aren't sure if it's warmed up enough yet, just open the bag and keep your eye on the gear. I'm talking about a couple of hours later here. You will be able to see condensation start to form if it's not warmed up enough. So just give your gear a quick wipe without taking it out of the bag and close it again and leave it for a few more hours if you need to. When I need to rush the warming up process, I've also opened the zip and left the bag closed to let the warmer air in gradually, and that's worked fine too. It really depends on how cold the gear was when you start. I've also come inside after a number of hours in minus 35 Celsius, which is about minus 31 Fahrenheit, and the gear was so cold that I just had to leave it in the bag until I went back outside again. If the only reason that you need to get your camera out is to clean it, then don't bother. It's more important to keep your gear working than to clean it. The only time that I would break that advice is if the gear has been exposed to salt water. In Antarctica, for example, it's often not only below freezing point, but because we travel in zodiacs, we sometimes take some seawater spray. And if you had your camera out in that, you'll need to wipe it down with a damp cloth or a damp towel before you put it into your bag and start to allow it to warm up. There's usually enough time to get back to your cabin, wet a towel and wring it out, and then wipe the camera and lens down before you put it into your bag, and then just allow that warm-up process to start inside the bag as usual. Before we finish, let's quickly talk about some general weatherproofing considerations. As Derek mentioned in his email, I use a Canon 1DX for some of my photography, especially when I know it's going to be getting wet. I also shoot with a 5D Mark III too, and although Canon marketed this camera as having better weatherproofing than the 5D Mark II, neither are supposed to be weatherproof. In the Canon lineup, the only camera in production that is fully weatherproof as of December 2013 is the 1DX, the only digital SLR at least. That doesn't mean that I never get the 5D Mark III wet though. These cameras generally take a bit of rain, and if you drape a handkerchief or a cloth over them, the wicking effect usually keeps them dry in light rain. I've shot like that for years with my old D30, 10D, 20D, and then the 5D, the 5D Mark II, and now the 5D Mark III. I just don't like rain covers, and I have found a cloth or a handkerchief to be enough for light to medium amounts of rainfall. I actually killed my 5D Mark III in Iceland this year by pushing the better weatherproofing a bit too far. I was kind of testing the camera and it did better than I expected, but after a number of hours in the cold rain, it died. It did come back to life 2 days later, but it took a full 2 days. Some people carry desiccants, and I kind of wished I had some in Iceland, but what I did was to wrap the camera in some dry clothes and left it in my suitcase for a while. I took it out and checked it a few times, and when I looked on the morning 2 days after it broke, it was back, and it stayed back for the rest of the tour. This wasn't a problem from a shooting perspective, as I would never go anywhere without two bodies. I continued shooting with the 1DX while the 5D Mark III was down. If you're wondering why I didn't just shoot with the 1DX from the start if I had it with me, the answer is resolution. I'd rather have 22 megapixel files than 18 megapixel files. It just gives you more options and enables me to print the images larger without having to increase the resolution or take other steps. The 1DX is an incredible camera, of course, but it's in my bag for its ultimate weatherproofing and for when I need those 12 frames per second shooting speeds. I guess I should also mention for good measure that the 1DX is only weatherproof when you're using weatherproof L lenses. Most L lenses are weatherproof, but not all, so you'll need to check the specs of your lenses before you trust them in some nasty weather. As long as they're weatherproof, though, you're fine to shoot in some pretty nasty conditions. You can't dunk them in water, of course. They're weatherproof, not waterproof. But I've walked through forests in rainstorms for hours with the 1DS Mark III and the old 70-200 f2.8 lens, and my 16-35 f2.8 lens. A few of the gear that I've been using for years, it just keeps going. They don't even batter an aperture leaf. Note too that I have rarely had issues going from warm to cold locations. On one occasion I did have ice form on my sensor, probably caused by the camera coming from a warm hotel room into minus 25 Celsius or minus 13 Fahrenheit conditions. You can see in the image that I've got on the Enhanced podcast now or on the blog at mbp.ac/401. There, if you look at the image, just click on it to view full size and you'll notice a black spot in the top right corner of the image. This was ice that formed on the sensor and appeared after a few hours of shooting, and then it disappeared again later when the camera warmed up a bit. It didn't harm the camera at all either. There are a few caveats that I should mention before we finish. Firstly, this advice is only valid if your camera bag is relatively airtight when zipped. If you use a shoulder bag, for example, with just a flap over the top of your gear, the warm air can easily get in from the sides and you might need to put the entire bag in a plastic bag for a while. You'll need to experiment yourself to see how careful you need to be. Also, if, for example, you are not working from a camera bag, you may need to carry a plastic bag or two with you and put your gear inside before entering a warm vehicle or building to keep condensation from forming until you can put your gear into your bag later. And at the end of the day, all of this is based on my experiences shooting in temperatures down to about minus 38 Celsius, which is about minus 36 Fahrenheit, and then going into a warm bus or a hotel. I use a Gura Gear butterfly camera backpack, and these have pretty good zips on them. They're not airtight or waterproof or anything, but they've got pretty good zips on them. And I've also seen over 100 people in with various types of bags on my winter wildlife and winter landscape tours that have worked like this without issues. But at the end of the day, you need to ensure that this works for you and your own workflow at your own risk. So in summary, even weatherproof cameras need protection against condensation when you go inside from the cold, because the condensation can form inside the camera and not just outside. Lenses are at risk too. Keep everything inside your bag until it warms up to room temperature. The only time that you might need to use a plastic bag is if you need to prevent condensation forming on gear that you cannot get back into your camera bag for a while. So thanks for the questions, Derek. I hope this helps as we dive into the winter in the Northern Hemisphere, or as a future reference for any listeners venturing into cold climes. And talking of photographing in cold climes, I'm really excited to announce that we've teamed up with David Ducheman again for a winter landscape photography tour in Hokkaido from January 5th to the 16th, 2015. Some of you might remember a reconnaissance trip that I did in Hokkaido in January 2011, and I've put together an excellent winter landscape tour based on that and some of the locations that we used to visit in my old format Winter Wonderland tours, when we used to do both a wildlife and landscape leg. We're visiting the far north of Japan, including Soya Misaki, this is the very tip of Hokkaido, the northernmost point of Japan, from where you can see the Russian islands of, I don't know how to pronounce this, Sakhalin, I guess. And that's to the north. You're literally right up near the far eastern coast of Russia, and that Russian weather really beats down on the northern coast of Hokkaido, making for some really harsh and yet really incredibly beautiful landscape photography opportunities. This landscape specific tour has been a long time in the making, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And David is actually, he's pretty much stopped doing his own tours for the time being, so this guest spot that he's doing with me in 2015 is one of the only chances that people will have to travel with David for a while, so we expect this tour to sell quickly. If you would like to join us, do go over to mbp.ac/hlpa Hokkaido Landscape Photography Adventure. And there are links on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com as well. So thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are on that top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. Before we speak again, it will be Christmas. So have a great Christmas. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And we'll speak again just before we jump into 2014. So in the meantime, though, you take care, have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.